first time, the last time we ever met.
I was just gonna lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Hi, I'm Shesha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to WGXC broadcasting on 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today, we're going to be talking about our dreams. What do you guys dream about when you lay your head on your pillow, you rest, and then you go into a whole new world? And we're also going to be talking about dreams like, what do you want for your life? What are your ambitions? And we're going to have a great show, but of course, before we do that, we got to play the daily news and the weather. And when we're back, we're going to have a great conversation. So stick around, everybody.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Kingston Common Council Majority Leader Rita Worthington has called for a public apology for the lack of any reference to the role of black people in the city's history during its recent 150th anniversary celebration. Mayor Steve Noble, May 18th, acknowledged the failure and called the task force, and I quote, committed to correcting the record and telling the inclusive story that Kingstonians deserve, end quote. In a, and I quote, letter of disappointment, end quote, Worthington said she was struck during the anniversary event by the lack of any mention of black Americans or their contributions to the city. Worthington said in the letter, and I quote, more than any other group in this country's history, black Americans have served generation after generation in an overlooked but vital role. Without idealistic and patriotic efforts of black Americans, our democracy would likely look very different, end quote. She said at the May 13th celebration at City Hall, there were displays of 19th century archival documents, guest speakers, and historical reenactors who spoke about the contributions made by various ethnic groups, including the Italians, Irish, and English, but there was no mention of the contributions by African Americans. Worthington wrote, and I quote, unfortunately, through omissions, downright errors, and inaccurate interpretations, not everyone enjoys the perks of civic belonging or gets a fair shake in historical accounts. African Americans built the plantations of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and likely the railroads and brickyards that run through the city of Kingston. End quote. In a statement, Noble admitted the city failed to include mention of African Americans' contributions to the city's history. He said Worthington was not the only person to express disappointment over the omission. Noble said, and I quote, I not only understand this disappointment and agree that the program overlooks black experiences as well as our area's indigenous history, I see this moment as an important call to action, end quote. Noble has asked the director of the city's arts and cultural affairs to help convene a task force to examine and correct the record. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Steve Bond is reporting for the Times Union. Albany TV reporter Ken Screbin died May 18th. At Albany Medical Center following long struggles with multiple health problems. He was 71 years old. Screbin was the first black man hired to work as a reporter for a Capital Region television station and was on the air for more than 30 years before spending the time since his retirement denouncing racism, bias, and bigotry. Most people knew Screbin from his presence in their living rooms as a reporter for CBS 6 WRGB, when he worked from 1977 until his retirement in 2011. He was also a prominent member of the LGBTQ community. In a statement, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan called Screbin a trailblazer, citing his coverage of HIV/AIDS and a three-part series for CBS 6 that traced his family's lineage back to a great-grandmother's grave in a segregated cemetery in Screbin County, Georgia. The series won an award for Best Documentary from the New York State Associated Press Broadcasters Association. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Porcupine Soup. the Catskill Farmers Market is back. After a three-year hiatus, the weekly market will open at 10 a.m. on May 29th in the parking lot located behind the Greene County Office Building at 411 Main Street. More than 20 vendors have signed up to participate. The market will be held every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. through October 9th. Catskill Farmers Market Committee Vice President Elliot Matos said, and I quote, "We're pretty excited to be able to provide village, town, and county residents and visitors with fresh and high-quality products that are grown, raised, and produced by local farmers and artisans," end quote. When the farmers market was running years ago in Catskill, it changed locations many times, from on Main Street to parking lots and Catskill Point. Other farmers markets are held in Coxsackie on Wednesday, Lexington every other Saturday, Windham on Saturday, Tannersville on Saturday, Freehold on Thursday, East Durham on the second and fourth Saturday, the Blackstone Resort in East Durham on Sunday, and Pearling on Monday. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, May 20th. And oh my friends, we are in for it this weekend. Getting into it, early this morning temperatures range from 50 degrees in Kinderhook to 54 in Chichester. According to regional soil sensors, conditions are very dry and in need of some rain, especially up in the hills. Temperatures are around 55 degrees, 4 inches down. Now, spots in the area will have fog this morning, and a high of 78 is expected at 3 p.m. Cloud cover today looks patchy and increasing into the afternoon when storms could happen but aren't very likely. Probably just some rain rolling through and disappearing just after dark. Overnight, temperatures fall to 64 degrees, then tomorrow, heat warnings will be out. Cloud cover will be low, and temperatures will rise to 95 degrees by 4 p.m. Dew point, yup, we're going to start talking about that too, will be in the mid-60s. It will be best to avoid any extraneous activities. It is almost summer. Do you know where your air conditioner is? Saturday night will cool to 70 degrees, but remain muggy. Dew points stay in the mid-60s all weekend. Sunday, so far, looks like it will have a pretty stormy afternoon and a high of 92. 60 degrees and a forgiving dew point of 50 overnight takes us into a dry and comfortable Memorial Day with a high of 72. Pollen levels will be high for today and this weekend. Trees are still the main culprits, with oak, birch, and mulberry being the top three right now. Today's tide schedule is low tide will be at 1:02 a.m., then high tide at 7:01 a.m., then low tide again at 1:55 p.m., and high tide once again at 7:51 p.m. Again, that is for Friday, and if it is the weekend rebroadcast and you need to know what's going on with the river, point your browser to tidesandcurrents.noaa.gov. That is tidesandcurrents, all one word, .noaa.gov. Today's river temperature will be 66 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:58 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:26 a.m. Looking way up, we see the sun is boiling and burping. Solar flare chances are up for today and likely the whole weekend. We are currently entering a plasma stream emitted equatorially several days ago. Solar wind speed is currently 537 kilometers per second at 12.18 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 154. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to WGXC 90.7 FM. And today we're going to have a lovely chat about dreams. I remember you telling me about a dream earlier. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And what is your name?
Alana.
And what is your new name? Because we actually decided to do a new name change. You know how I got the name DJ Cola? And now we got...
Yeah. Batty Waddy.
We got Batty Waddy and Lucas. Hello, Lucas. What is your name now?
Bald Barney.
Bald Barney. Amazing. Okay, Batty Waddy and Bald Barney. We got both starting with the B sound.
Slang.
That's going to be easy to remember.
I'm a slang stegosaurus because I'm Barney.
No, you're
valid.
Not.
No, he's valid.
No. I'm a slang stegosaurus.
But he cannot slay. He
get
cannot,
it right.
He cannot eat anything off that plate.
So.
I ate the plate, the table, and the bones. Get it right.
Yeah, cereal goes the milk, then the bowl, then the cereal.
Yeah. I ate the house, then I eat the table, bowl, milk, spoon, cereal, and then the world.
Oh, no. Perfect transition.
Oh,
hold on.
No.
And then the world. So, what was that dream you had earlier, Batty Waddy?
So, basically, it was 5 in the morning, and I was still sleeping, and I had this dream. I was in my social studies class room, and I have, like, this old watch. I actually had, the same exact watch since I was, little, 7-ish. And, you know, it was going off. And, sometimes it goes off, around, the afternoon, around lunchtime. So I was turn it off. And I tried to turn it off, and it wasn't turning off. And I was like, why is it not turning off? And I'm, pushing every button on it. And I'm, really scared. I'm like, guys, can you help me? I'm asking my, the people, to help me. Do it and turn it off, and it just got louder and louder. And then I finally tried to throw in the trash, and I woke up. And I think what triggered it was my brother's alarm was going off.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting how a lot of things can creep into dreams like that. Did you know when the golden age of TV was happening and everything was black and white, people used to dream in black and white? I don't know. Did you guys know that fun fact?
No.
Yeah, people used to dream in black and white. And it's actually a common in people who are, were alive when television was still in black and white. It's super cool. What do you guys think? Do you guys think dreams have meanings?
Yeah.
I think they can definitely have meanings. I'm not sure about, all of them, though. I'm not sure if me riding with SpongeBob down the Autobahn has meaning. Unless SpongeBob's my homie. I mean, it's pretty hard not to get along with SpongeBob. SpongeBob is the homie. And you cannot convince me otherwise. So, Bald Barney, have you ever had any weird dreams?
No.
No? Not at all?
At all?
I don't remember any.
I've met people who don't remember their dreams. I guess I'll go with this story. And by the way, I just think it's hilarious how his alarm was going off and then you heard it in your dreams. I've had it before when people were waking me up. I hear their voice in my dream and I can choose to get up. I hear their voice and I'm like, do I want to wake up or no? It's so weird because I'm not conscious yet. But you can turn it off. But dreams-wise...
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I've had dreams where... Oh, do you guys have powers in your dreams? That's a great question.
No.
Never?
Never.
If you write down your dreams, did you know you can remember them more and you start to have powers? Isn't that cool? Fun fact. If you write down your dreams, you can start to have powers in them. Because your brain remembers it more. It's called having a dream journal.
I heard of that on
TikTok.
And stuff.
When you said dream journal, it just reminds me of Fireboy and Lava Girl.
Sharkboy and Lavagirl was an OG movie. That came out like the same year I was born in, I think. 2006.
He ruined my dream journal.
My dream journal.
You were like 4 when you were born. Because we were born in 2010.
Huh. Fun fact there, everybody. So,
no,
question.
That's just simple math.
Moving from good dreams, or I don't know, I would say that's a neutral dream. Moving from neutral dream to a bad dream. Have you ever had any creepy nightmares that you remember?
I have in the past.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any one in specific?
It's really long.
What's that?
It's really long.
Okay. Here. So, we'll start off with, I'll just say it. I used to have, like, really scary dreams when I was little about Bloody Mary. Because I remember one time I was outside with my mom and she told me the story and it really scared me. And like that night I had a nightmare. One time I remember, I think I might have shared this before, but yeah. And it would always be like I was scared around mirrors, especially in my dreams, because I know I would be like seeing Bloody Mary over there. She would just pull up. I'm like, oh no, why? But yeah. Have you ever had like any reoccurring dreams?
Twice?
Yeah. One time I had a dream where I met my older self when I was younger. And then when I was older. Or no, wait. Yeah, and then when I was older, I had the same dream, but like the other version.
That's cool.
Yeah. Dreams are like wild like that. Have you ever had like a sequel to a dream? Like the next part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I'll like have a dream and I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I want to finish the dream.
Yeah. Dreams are amazing. One time my friend who slept the night, he had a crazy dream, and then at the end before he woke up, in a black screen white text, it just said part 2 coming soon. He never had part 2, sadly though. Otherwise,
sadly,
that would
it got canceled in his movie theater brain.
That is true. If you think about it, dreams are just little mini movies you get for free from your own brain.
Yeah, and then like usually like I don't want to get up, like you realize like you are unconscious for as long as you fall asleep and you don't know what. Like, I'm a really deep sleeper. Like mm-hmm. People can, like, yelling in my ear. And
kind of same.
And, like actually, like, punch me and I won't wake up. Like, it's insane. And I'm always, like, trying to be like, oh, my God. And when I do wake up, I'm always mad because, like, they're slapping me to wake up. And, you know, you never want to wake up to that. I want to wake up to some hot cocoa and some snacks.
No, I respect that. That's valid. Have you ever had, like, dreamception where you wake up in your dream but you're not actually awake?
I had it once. This is, like 2 years ago. But basically, I fell asleep. And, like, we were in our old house, and I was like, oh, like, what the heck? Like, I don't know if I'm in a dream or we actually moved there.
Usually, if you're thinking to myself, I don't know if this is a dream, then it's a dream.
But it was, like, actually really, really scary. So, basically, in the backstory, so this man, he, like, you know, so in that, like, I don't know. Like, it was, like, a crime scene in, like, our house. And we were, like, staring, like, sleeping there. But we had, like, police on, like, watch guard and stuff. Because, like, mm-hmm. There was supposed to be, like, a man who was, like, supposed to be in prison that, supposedly he was in there. And, like, stuff. So I was, like, going to my old room upstairs. And I see, like a black, long-fingered, hand on my door, closing my door, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm about to die, and so, like, I call the police, and, like, I get everybody out the house, and, like, they go in there, and, like, they're acting like they're not, like, there, so, like, the person, like, doesn't get scared, and they open they kick down the door, and there, the man, it's like a tall, skinny white man with blood coming out of his eyes.
Ooh. That's creepy.
And it was really scary, and then I ran to my mom because I was scared.
Did you wake up when you saw it? usually that's when the climax of the dream happens, and then you wake up, like as soon as the scary part happens. That happened to you?
No, yeah. Because that's what happened in real life. When you see something scary, you run.
You what?
You run.
You run away.
Oh, that's true. Oh, have you ever had it in like a nightmare or even like a regular dream where you try to run and then you just go super slow? Or you try to punch somebody and then it feels like you have like a little baby hand?
No.
What?
No.
No, usually like
I'm not old enough for those dreams. Hmm. Because okay. I need to grow up so my hands get bigger and then I finally have baby hands.
Ah, yes. I see. Of course, of course.
That has to make sense first.
Hey, sometimes life experience can do many wonders. But that aside, back to dreams. Do you guys have any favorite dreams?
Like my really long one I liked a lot because I got saved at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
Well, I'm glad you got saved, because, you know, I would say, normally, getting hurt is not good. I would say, under very, very, very bad, no, specific circumstances. Huh. But I'm glad you were saved. And you don't have any favorite dreams? Batty, or, bald...
I'm bald Barney.
Bald Barney, thank you. My friend Bald Barney, have you had any favorite dreams in your life?
No.
No?
I forget them all.
Yeah, because
I get that.
That's why he can't do nothing around the house. I always have to do stuff because he don't remember stuff. And also, Lucas, you have to put away the dishes when we get home.
Okay. So we're going to talk about this more later, but just to include you a little more, do you have any dreams for life?
No.
Bald Barney, do you have any dreams for life?
I
understand that. Sometimes it's good to just take life as it comes and just vibe with it. Life can be your homie if you're its homie back, you know? So, I guess I'll talk about one of the dreams I've had before. Before, when I was little, I used to have a dream where demons would, like, come into my house and, like, shapeshift into my parents. And then I'd have to find out which one was real and which one was... a demon, and if I chose the wrong one, then I would immediately like see the face change and wake up. So yeah, it's easy. I've noticed it's a lot easier to remember nightmares than dreams.
Yeah, because
it's like scary. Yeah, and then you're gonna remember that. That makes sense.
I don't know what I did to my hand.
Amazing.
Wait, let me have it.
So you know, dreams in life. I think dreams, most of the time, are pretty cool. Like, you can pretty much do anything in a dream. Dreaming, I think, is definitely an S-tier thing. Sleep is amazing. Make sure to get as much sleep.
I like, will sleep for 9 hours. Like, I'll, like, sleep for, like, 9 hours, like, no joke, and I'll still be tired.
Nah, I think... No, but don't worry. That's normal for, kids, especially younger, they need more sleep. Even teens need more sleep. We need like 10 hours of sleep.
They don't because
oh, don't get me started on school. We could go on a different train here.
I wake up at like 5 in the morning.
Because school starts at like 7 and you need time to get ready because you don't want to be like in your pajamas.
Exactly. Well, I mean, the school system is fundamentally flawed.
A bunch of the kids in my grade just wear pajamas to school.
I respect that. I mean, school was actually invented by somebody during like when factories were a big thing. It's called the Industrial Revolution. But then it was made to like serve... To just get people to have factory jobs, school in the United States at least. It originally, like, I think it was in, like, ancient Greece or Rome, school originated. That is great matches for him. Unfortunately, that is not what we're discussing. But, unfortunately, we are going to tune out just for a bit. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to be playing the news update. Then after that, we're going to be flipping it a little bit and talking about dreams for life instead of dreams when you're sleeping, not life.
Like school.
Yeah, we can talk about school, of course.
Yeah.
I guess we are going to talk about school. So we will be right back, everybody. I hope you have a great time and make sure to stay tuned on 90.7 FM, WGXE Broadcasting, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. Our views are ours, and they do not represent the parent organization. We will be right back.
Stars were made for falling, like melting obelisks as tall as another realm.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Noah Eckstein reports for Columbia Green Media that on May 31st, Hudson's Common Council holds a special meeting to vote on changing the city's ward boundaries. In February, a legal committee voted unanimously to recommend the, and I quote, lease change, end quote, option for ward reappointment in the annual update of the ward boundaries. Under the proposal, 75 residents from the first ward moved to the third ward, and 40 residents from the third ward switched to the fourth ward. If voters approve in a November referendum, the changes would go into effect on January 1st, 2023. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said, and I quote, "The point is that some people are going to wake up and find out they are in a new ward."
I don't know if that is a big deal or not, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for State of Politics that the unemployment rate continues to fall in New York. The State Department of Labor announced May 19th that in April, unemployment fell from 4.6% to 4.5%. New York added 23,600 jobs in the private sector in April, a 0.3% increase. Last April, New York's unemployment rate was much worse at 7.7%. But the state is still not as employed as the rest of the country, where there is a national 3.6% unemployment rate. If you remove New York City, though, the state's rate is much better than the national rate at 3.1%. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that the State Department of Health announced another 1,474 people in the Hudson Valley Catskill region tested positive for COVID-19 on May 18th. That announcement included another death in Westchester County. Columbia County added 33 new cases, and Greene County added 26 more. The entire area is considered at high risk of COVID-19 spread, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That means wearing masks indoors is recommended so that more people do not catch the virus and so there will be fewer deaths in the future to report. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I'm going to room with...
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to WGXC 90.7 FM. And we're going to have a lovely conversation about some school and some dreams. We'll tie them in together. Why not make it a duet conversation, if you will? And why not, and not better to have a duet conversation with two people, a duet... Because our co-host, Batty Waddy, our guest, Batty Waddy, is in the bathroom, so we're going to just vibe a little bit.
Away from Mar.
So, dreams. Perfect song in the background. What do you dream of?
ASMR. Okay.
No ASMR. What do you dream of? What is your goal in life?
I don't know.
It's okay not to know. What are some things you enjoy?
I like to play outside sometimes.
You can definitely get a job outside for sure. I mean, you could be like a park owner. Would you have fun doing that? Like keeping a park clean, walking around?
Maybe.
I'm just trying to pick your brain a little bit. Have a nice conversation. I mean, how do you like radio? You could definitely do something along that field too.
Yeah, I like radio and stuff.
Yeah. So would you say... You want to work with people, or do you want to work alone?
Maybe with, like, a few people.
A nice team. Yeah, once you work with an actual team instead of just people from work, and once they become close to you, you're able to get so much more done because you actually have one of the human's, like, best tools, compassion, and that can help a lot. And besides that, any other dreams besides, like, a profession?
I don't remember my dreams.
Oh, not just that. Anything? What's something you want in life? Something on your bucket list? I'm going skydiving. It can be something crazy.
This is weird. This is something I've been wanting. Like, this is like an item. Like, I've been wanting this for like 3 years, maybe four.
Oh, okay.
This is weird, but I've been wanting, like, an actual, like, Chucky doll replica or something.
Oh, no, that's actually cool. That's sick. Just make sure it doesn't come to life and actually, you know.
I don't care if it comes to life. It'll protect me.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet against that, if it does happen. But that's actually cool. Like, I know they have them.
I have, like, two, but I want, like, there's, like... a few more that I want.
But when is your birthday, my friend?
My birthday?
Mm-hmm.
That's like August 18th.
August 18th. Well, maybe August 18th so I can get you one.
Nah?
You wouldn't want a Kentucky doll? Yeah, you don't want it to come alive. That's why, right? No. Yeah, no, yep, I caught you.
No, I want it to come alive.
Oh, yeah, you do. You want to have a homie. I mean, if they were chill, you could actually use them in, like, military and stuff. Imagine, like, a Chucky doll enrolling in the military. Man's about to go protect Ukraine.
Just see a doll just rolling on the ground and his head gets shot off. It just still...
Nah, he's, like, invincible. He comes back so many times.
It's still alive after you shoot its head, burn it, and shoot off two of its limbs.
Oh, yeah, I think... You'd have to be pretty built different to come back alive from that. So, that's actually a really cool concept. I think that's very valid. You dream of having, like, a Chucky doll. Possessions are always nice, like, whether they're clothes or instruments or stuff like that. I think that's sick. Especially when it's, like, something you like from, like, a fandom. I think that's awesome.
What's your favorite TV show?
That's a good question. I don't watch a lot of TV, but if I had to say... Netflix show? I would say my favorite... Can I say show in general? Is that okay to leave that off just a little bit? I grew up watching Dragon Ball Z a lot because my bigger brother. And it's just so entertaining to watch and turn off your mind to. And it's got that nostalgia value. And since I'm not watching any shows right now, I think I'm going to have to say Dragon Ball Z is my favorite. Just for the nostalgia value pulling in.
Okay.
That was a very good question. What about you? You got any favorite TV shows?
I like Stranger Things.
Oh, that's I like that show. I haven't seen much of it. I saw the beginning of it.
Season 4 is coming out.
I'm bad with shows because I always, like, want to watch them, and I'm like, I don't have time for this. And then I'm just, like, doing something completely useless with my time because, you know, brain cells. I only got, like, 3 of them left. How about you? How many brain cells you got, homie?
50.
You better donate some after the show.
No, I'm okay.
Come on, man, please.
No.
Come on, please, man.
You're already failing school messages. You can't shave your brain now.
Come on, I need the brain cells. I need
I'll
the smarts.
I'll give you one.
One? I mean, that
ten.
Makes...
I'll give you 10.
Yo, hope. I'm so much more smart. I'm so much intelligent right now, dude. Intelligent and... I'm so smart.
I think that's the opposite.
No, the opposite of smart is not smart, obviously. Like the opposite of cat is dog.
Yeah, you're not smart right now.
But it's opposite day, so I am.
What?
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 That's what I thought.
Huh?
So, dreams and aspirations, and then we talked about that. Let's move more towards school. How's your school life? I don't blame you if you say terrible, because school is terrible.
Okay, kind of bad.
School. I mean, I have a lot of flaws with the school system. I don't think the current school system doesn't actually deliver that well, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they more... I mean, the stuff they teach you is just a little bit silly. What's your craziest school story? Have you ever done anything, like, funny and then had to hide it? Nah.
Not much.
Let me just tell you. Have fun. Commit shenanigans. Be chaotic. You will not have that time again.
But
soon.
A good student. Good students stay good student.
That's true. You can be a good student and still have some fun. You can. The way I look at it, while you're good in school, you have a lot of time to do a lot of dumb things that are fun.
No, but good student punch bad child and bad child won't be believed.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of tough the way it's built. I feel like it should be a lot more individualized for the
good
person.
Good student, punch bully that everybody know about.
Oh, that's cool.
Including
that happened?
Teachers. That didn't happen yet, but I want it to. And then I won't get in
a
trouble.
A sense of justice.
Either they'll call my mom or they won't do anything about it because they know he's rude. Either they'll call my mom, and my mom will not care because
yeah, you stuck up for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my mom's also like that. As long as I was sticking up for myself,
rude.
We can throw hands. As long as I'm sticking up for myself, I'm pretty chill. It's pretty hard to get in a fight with me.
One day I just want to punch him in the face.
Violence is never the answer. It's a question.
The violence is the answer sometimes.
Listen, violence is never the answer. It's
what do you do if you're in a dark alley at midnight?
It's the question, and the answer is yes.
Smart. Yeah. Very smart.
I do not actually condone balance. Violence. Did I say balance?
Yeah.
We're hard today, guys. It's been a long Friday, but we're glad to spend it with you on WGXE 90.7 FM broadcasting Catskill, Acre, Hudson. And remember, our views are not the parent organization. Yes, sir. So, I mean, what would you change about school to make it better?
No homework.
You know, I actually agree. There's that the best school in the world barely gives homework. The best school system, I believe it's in Scandinavia.
You know those, like, YouTube shorts video that or mm-hmm. like 20 TikTok videos that are like, this is the best school in the world.
I've seen stuff like that. Looking it up right now, a quick Google search
video that is
says
probably
that
not true, but the best, they said the best school in the world doesn't give homework and you could decide when you leave it.
Well, I mean, the thing is, when you, yeah, you can't just stick students in a building for like 6 hours and only give them one break to go outside, and then you have them in classes for the other. It, like, you can't learn anything that way. It's just being stuck.
Sometimes I just want to skip class, but then my mom will get mad at me, and that's why I'm a good student.
I kind of have made a habit out of myself for not only skipping class, but when a teacher is kind of being not nice, and I don't want to be not nice back. Instead of causing a conflict, being mean, I just dip. I just leave. What are they going to do about it? Kick me out?
You can't do that.
What are they going to do? Kick me out?
Suspension.
So they're going to stop me from not going to school by making it so I can't go to school.
No, they're going to bring you an in-school detention.
Okay, that would be... Wait, then I don't go, and then I get out of school suspended.
But then
huge brain.
You're gonna go either way. You either go when you're supposed to, or
yeah,
you
know.
Wait.
I'm just messing around a little bit. If that isn't an allegory for life, then I don't know what is, my friend. So, we got a little bit of time left. What do you want to talk about? Do you got anything in specific, my friend?
What's your favorite app on your phone?
That is a good question. It's in between YouTube and Clash Royale. I'm addicted to that. Do you know Clash Royale?
No.
Ah, unfortunate. It's a mobile game, and it's like whenever I play it, instant dopamine just floods to my brain.
Oh.
Mobile games are fun. They keep my...
Sometimes, but most of the time they're weird and they have ads.
Oh, I know. You gotta find the right mobile games. That's the thing. So,
no, why'd you stop this song?
Oh, I'm just.
Was coming up.
No worry.
Happy.
Of course, it's amazing. I was just bleeping out the little no-no word in there.
I'm a weenie.
So, question: if you could meet one person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Quan Del Dingo. That's a joke. That's a joke. He's not.
No, real. I honestly, valid. No, I'm joking.
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, that's fair. It's okay not to know. I would talk to, like, the Buddha. He seems pretty chill. Does Kung Fu Panda count as a person?
A fictional person?
Well, he's a panda, not a person.
Well, a fictional panda. A fictional humanoid panda. But
a
I don't know if that counts
panda.
Because he's a panda.
That's
and
true.
He's also not real.
I want to talk to Kung Fu Panda. Me and him would be homies. Me and him would be, like, besties.
Why do everybody like sexualize horror characters like Jason and Michael Myers or Ghostface?
Some people have different tastes. I don't know. To each their own. That's what I like to say. Everybody, you do you, homie. I'm big chilling either way.
I'm pretty sure Batty Waddy forgot to come back.
If that isn't a life allegory, I don't know what is. best part of the song. So, what are you going to do for the weekend when you get home, homie?
I don't know. My mom has work tomorrow. But it's not all day. It's from 6 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon.
The Catskill Clubhouse is actually offering a carnival program tomorrow. Excuse me, I have to sneeze. Okay, apparently I don't have to sneeze. Thanks, body. Ignore that. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah, carnival. We're going to go, I believe, from 11 to 4, and we'll get back around 5.
Well, I might not be able to go.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, homie.
My mom, either my grandpa will come do something, or after work my mom will come do something with us.
You might be able to get a ride from the clubhouse, homie.
Maybe.
That is always an option.
But she gets off at like 3, and like if we go anywhere, we go like 3 in the afternoon.
I get that.
So we go home at like 5, and then we have like time at home.
It's been crazy how long the days have been. It's like been light.
But next week at school, we have...
I hate school.
I'm pretty sure we have... we have Thursday as a half a day. So Thursday is a half a day. Friday, we don't have school. And Saturday, Sunday, we don't have school. And then Monday, we don't have school.
Wait, we don't have school Monday?
No. Memorial Day.
This Monday?
Next Monday. Next Monday, I think, is Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. Early Memorial Day. We don't stream on Monday, but we'll be there in spirit, guys. I hope you have a very wonderful Memorial Day. So,
it's getting to the end of our show soon.
A little bit, yeah. We're going to play a song, and we're going to come back. We're going to say our goodbyes, and we're going to have just a nice, lovely chat again. But
I'm going to go find Batty Waddy.
Yeah, Batty Waddy.
She disowned us, and I will go disown her from the world.
Oh no. We do not condone violence, except for when it's funny.
Never condone it. It's a joke. It's a joke, police. I am joking.
Okay, there we go. So, that being said, stay tuned on 90.7 FM WGXE Broadcasting, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. And we will be back after the song.
Our kids up cute, make them sit and watch us be adults. My eyes feel numb. You should change your bodies too, make them think they're starting to get old. So they start to change. Look inside my skull. I'm not thinking at all. Look inside my skull. I'm not thinking at all. Stretch your legs out long. All the kids, they like it when you're tall. But they hate those shoes. Make your teeth get whiter. Plastic cheeks are harder to smile. But we fucking love it. Cool.
Welcome back, everybody, to 90.7 FM broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson, WGXC. And welcome again. The little's set to go, so now it is us. And as my friend Sean Money would say, you see the time on your clocks, whether it's on your wristwatch, your phone, looking at the clock, looking at the TV, looking at the oven, wherever you are. We are leaving soon. I hope you have a lovely day. But before we say all of our goodbyes, because we still got a little time, I want to say, if you email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, I believe, then you can be featured on the show. We love to read emails. And if you have anything you want to say, it could be about a theme. It could be suggesting a theme even. We are super open to suggestions. And also, if you want to come down to the clubhouse, we have a bunch of programs. Of course, we go on the radio every Friday. The Catskill Clubhouse, by the way, just specifying. Thank you. Sorry, my brain is like not functioning today, everybody. I hope yours is, and I hope you're having a lovely day, of course. But besides from the radio, we have performance practice every Wednesday, and we perform every few months. And if you want to come on down, meet our staff. We're super friendly. We're super hospitality. We have that. Listen, like I said, my brain's just on X Games mode today, and I hope that yours isn't. But life goes on, my friends, and no matter how life changes, I hope we can stick in there. Every Friday, we're going to keep on going on, and we're going to keep on having great times, and I hope everybody gets through hard times if they're having it. I hope everybody's doing great, and I guess we'll end it off with a dream that I had. I'm trying to think of a good one. I used to keep a dream journal, so I could always pull